Can you get mental help if that is what you need more than anything else? Well, we took that question to Michael Rapkin. He is the Director of Communications for the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. So the first question we ask him, how do homeless persons get diagnosed, first of all, for their possible mental illness if they do have one? And how do they go about obtaining medications needed at the local health department or elsewhere for that problem?
It's done the same way that most any people can get diagnoses for mental health issues and or substance abuse issues that they may have. There are a number of facilities and services that are available, and they're open to all people. It's not a case where homeless people are automatically not allowed to use the services. There are a number of services that exist out there specifically to help people who are homeless. There's a program that we have set up called the PATH program, which is a federally funded grant in which a number of different providers in 10 sites across the state do outreach specifically to homeless people to link them to the services in their area. But beyond that, there are a number of other services that exist to help people, homeless people specifically, get the help that they need. A lot of times we've seen that, you know, they get involved in the law enforcement system, police officers or the court system, meet them on their daily, as they're going about their daily routine. And if they get arrested, if they just get noticed, if there's something going on there, then police officers are trained for what's called the part of the crisis intervention team, the CIT training that they go through. And a lot of this is helps them recognize possible signs of mental illness or substance abuse and helps them determine what kind of help that they can provide and how they can go about getting people the treatment that they need so that they can get into recovery. Just because someone is homeless doesn't mean that they can't get the services. There are a number of mental health treatment and recovery services that exist, and they're open to all.
Okay, so it does not matter if you're an in-state resident or not, you can still get the help even if you don't have an address per se?
Well, when it comes to in-state and out-of-state, I mean, if you're an out-of-state resident, of course, there are different things that are done. But if you're homeless, absolutely, you can definitely get the help that you need. There are federal grants and state grants. There's funding issues. The state hospitals, if it gets that far, or the private hospitals have a number of things set up for people without insurance or whatever the case might be, if it's homeless, to make sure that people get the help that they need, because that's the most important thing.
A lot of the homeless persons we have talked to are actually from other states. For example, one was from Florida. However, he's lived here in Rutherford County for the past 15, 20 years. Can he still get help as a local citizen, or would he have to go back to Florida to get the needed help?
I'm from Maryland. I've lived in Florida. I've lived all over the place, but I've lived in Tennessee for the last 6 years, so... granted, yes, I have a residence here, and so wherever someone is, that's where they are. And so if they need help here, then they will get the help here. And if they're homeless, then of course that brings in different situations. But there are a number of good mental health and substance abuse treatment and recovery services that exist to help all people, no matter where they may be or where they may be from originally.
Would the first stopping place be the local health department? For example, here in Rutherford County, it would be the Rutherford County Health Department?
The health department could help, but that's run by the Department of Health, while we're the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. And so they might know of different clinics or services that focus specifically on mental health issues or substance abuse issues. To direct the people who might have some of those needs to get the help that they're looking for, and the help that the treatment and put them on a path to recovery there. So there are toll-free numbers that can be called. There's a what's called the crisis line. It's toll-free. It's 855-CRISIS-1, which is operated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it helps people find the local mental health and substance abuse services in their area that will help them get the treatment that they need. There's, you know, the law enforcement and judicial systems also know of a number of the clinics and contracted providers that exist in the different communities that can help them. Private hospitals are used a lot, as well as public.
So would the local health department, would they make a referral to a mental office, I guess? For example, would they make a referral to the Guidance Center of Rutherford County, or would that be done elsewhere?
I'm not familiar with what the Guidance Center is, but if someone has a health need, then yeah, they can go to the health department to get the treatment and get the help that they need. And if they need something that can't be provided at the health department or can be provided by someplace else, then they could be referred to other places. Absolutely.
Lately, we have been doing a series on homeless persons living in Rutherford County, and we've had a lot of questions emailed to us, such as, if you are homeless and living on the street, can you get mental help if that is what you need more than anything else? Well, we took that question to Michael Rapkin. He is the Director of Communications for the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. So the first question we ask him: how do homeless persons get diagnosed, first of all, for their possible mental illness if they do have one, and how do they go about obtaining medications needed at the local health department or elsewhere for that problem?
Well, even for whatever the case might be, if you're homeless and you break your arm, for example, I mean, you can still get treated at a hospital, and that's a physical injury. Well, if you have a mental injury or a substance abuse issue as well, you can still get treated for it. You can still find ways to get the help that you need. It's put you on the path to recovery. It's just because you're homeless or don't necessarily have the means doesn't mean that you can't get the help that you need. Help exists out there for the people who need it, and that's what we work on.
For WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker.